Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, this is Steve Warren, and our program, once again, is Spectrum, and this week it's going to be a program all about music, and our guest is Julie, and she's going to be having a concert coming up at Flushing Town Hall on May the 14th, and she plays an instrument that I'm sure you have heard before, and if you're Chinese or from a Chinese background, you know the pipa. If you're not, then we're going to welcome you, and you can tell people a little bit about your instrument. So thank you for coming.
No, thank you for having me, Steve.
Now, let's get to know you a little bit better, first of all. Tell us where you were born, your family, your early years before you became a professional musician.
I was born in Shanghai, and I grew up in Shanghai. I studied pipa in Shanghai Conservatory of Music. After graduating from my school, I moved to New York around 10 years ago and started my career in this city.
Is the pipa a popular instrument for people to study in China? I know it has a long, long, long history, but does it attract a lot of new players?
It's a folk instrument, like every folk instrument around the world. Not a lot of people are studying it, but I can see a lot of young generation starting focus on the traditional Chinese music again. They are picking up the folk instrument again.
I had a few questions, mm-hmm. actually, about the instrument itself, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But mm-hmm. There are various types of the pipa that have different numbers of frets. For those people
yes.
who are guitar
mm-hmm.
fans, I guess there could be from 12 to 25 or 30 different frets. How do you define the different types of pipas there are?
Okay. The one I'm holding now, it's a modern version of a pipa. It has four strings, which are tuned A, D, E, A. The lower frets are made of bamboo. There are 24 of them, very similar to guitar or lute. The upper frets usually made of buffalo horns or sometimes ivory. They have a lower pitch.
Is there any difference in the instruments that have less or have more frets? Are they used for different types of performances?
Yes, because pipa, I think pipa is considered the most difficult Chinese instrument because it has a lot of frets. It can do whatever, like the composer wants a player to play, and it's a very impressive Chinese instrument.
I was wondering, I hear a lot of the Chinese pop artists now are starting to incorporate and use Chinese instruments mm-hmm. in their bands.
Yeah.
Does it have to be tuned differently to play Western music than Chinese music?
Depends on what kind of music. If it still use a basic scale, the tune should be like a regular tune for pipa, like A, D, E, A. But if music is like antonal or whatever, other keys not suitable for pipa, I will retune. For sometimes I lower the A string or higher the D string.
Many people compare the pipa to the lute, which American or certainly some bluegrass mm-hmm. players are familiar with. Is the music easily transposed from lute, things written for lute, to things written for pipa?
Yeah, it's very easy. Actually, lute is the ancestor of a pipa. Long time ago, it transferred to the China through the Silk Road. So before that, we'll hold the pipa like the horizontal way, and it's kind of use a big plectrum like the lute to pluck, and it has more strings, less frets, and the technique's more simple, just pluck. Then, over the years, the pipa through the Silk Road all the way from north to south to the Yangtze River, and the pipa become like holding vertical way, and also we use our own pick for five fingers, and also developed a lot of new techniques. The modern pipa has more than 72 techniques for both ends. So you can still see a little bit like influence from a lute, like bending string, or the sound of pluck, but it's more complicated.
One of the things about the pipa, which is fascinating for anyone else who plays a stringed instrument, is that you can pluck it both ways,
yes.
Going to the left, going to the right, or
yes.
going top to bottom, bottom to top.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make learning it even more complicated?
Yes. Like I said before, pipa is the most difficult Chinese instrument. Maybe you can start playing guzhen, a zither, or erhu in 1 or 2 months. But pipa, I think at least you need a year to refine all the techniques and be able to play one complete song after a year.
There are a number of musicians that perform. We see them here in New York, actually, in the subway sometimes.
Oh.
and there's one instrument that it lays down.
Okay.
And I think they play with hammers.
Oh, that's yangqing, a hammered dulcimer.
Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. Is that also a traditional Chinese instrument, or is that a... Because a dulcimer is very popular in American bluegrass music.
Yeah, that's related to the bluegrass dulcimer. Actually, it's not original Chinese instrument. This is why it's called yangqing. Yang in Chinese means foreign instrument. So that's instrument like immigrate from the Europe.
We're going to talk more about the instrument and also get a little sample of the song. Actually, mm-hmm. why don't you do a little thing now for a minute or two, just to give people a sound in their head of what we're talking about.
All right, I will play a very simple folk piece that's called The Tune of Bamboo, The Purple Bamboo, Zizhu Diao. It was original from Shanghai area, like my hometown. And it's very interesting of this folk music because it can date back like a Chun Qiu, the spring and warrior period around like 2,000 years ago. So it's still, people still playing that. I think it's, but it has like a modern interpretation now, so I play Zizhu Diao, The Tune of Purple Bamboo.
Very lovely. It's also so much fun to watch
close up
because when the audience is seeing someone in an orchestral setting, they're sitting back in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't get to appreciate, you know, the motion, the movement, the quickness. Like little bees playing around the hive there. You've been performing around the United States and around the world. What kind of invitations do you normally get to perform with an orchestra or with another ensemble or as a guest? Give me some examples of places you've played.
Okay. I'm a freelance Chinese musician, but as a soloist, I have worked with a lot of orchestra.
I know you were in Youngstown, Ohio.
Uh-huh, yes.
Did some things there.
Yeah. And also, I had a very short demonstration with the New York
Philharmonic.
Yeah, like a few years ago. And also, I formed my own ensemble. It is called the Ba Ban Chinese Music Society.
Yes, so, mm-hmm. and that's going to be what we're going to be talking about next,
mm-hmm.
which is your performance, which is coming up on Saturday evening, May the 14th.
Yes.
And Ba Ban, which actually comes from the Chinese word ba for eight, the number eight, for 8 beats.
Yeah, I'll explain that.
Yeah, okay. So tell us, that's where I know the name comes from,
mm-hmm.
but explain exactly what Ba Ban is and what people can expect when they come to see your ensemble and see your show.
Okay. Eight beats, Ba Ban, literary translation is 8 beats, but actually in Chinese music form, it means 8 phrases. So each phrase has 8 bars, so there'll be 8 A bars, totally be 64 bars. But usually we add 4 more bars to the fifth phrase, so that totally will be 68 bars. So our group's name is basically on the basic structure of the Chinese folk music, 8 beats.
And you're going to be doing a demonstration starting at 5:30, mm-hmm. and then you'll do your performance at 7.
Yes.
you let people try to play the instrument, try to give them a lesson? What happens in a demonstration?
Yeah, the demonstration is around 5:30. Now, that's the program open for the kids. So I will just like give kids a little background, the music, what it sound like, and what the material. And also, it's hands-on program. They get chance to put their hand on a percussion or it's even my pipa, let them try.
How many people do you have in your group?
Basically, we have four-time musicians. I play pipa. We have a flute band, Chinese flutist. His name is Yimei Miao, and also a erhu player, the fiddle player. Also dulcimer, like you saw, the yangqin player.
How did you find those other musicians? Did they find you, or did you find them?
Actually, we met in New York, but they all belong top artists. Even in China now, they're still top artists in China. They all graduated from Shanghai Conservatory, Beijing Central Conservatory, and also they have worked with National Chinese Orchestra and Shanghai Chinese Traditional Orchestra. So they are professional top artists.
Are you busy? Do you keep busy playing on a regular basis?
Yeah, recently I'm very busy because more and more people starting knowing us and inviting us to play in their school library. We do a lot of workshop and also concert.
What about new music? Is anybody writing, composing any new songs for the instrument?
I just played a theatrical work with Momenta Quartet a few months ago. That's Tan Dun's Ghost Opera. And also for the program we're going to play at Flushing Town Hall on May 14th, I will play a short music excerpt from a very young composer like my generation. His name is Huang Ruo. Because the whole program is about the music and the scenery from the Yangtze River. So there's a very important element of the Yangtze River. It's the garden, Suzhou Garden. So this music is about the beautiful Chinese garden from the southern bank of Yangtze River.
I know you've also done some things for shows. Mm-hmm. Another one of our guests on this program is David Henry Wong, who you have done music for two of his productions.
Yes.
Tell me how that relationship started and what you actually did for them. One was the Kung Fu, which was the Bruce Lee story.
Yes. Yeah, whatever, he has all this story, all the work related to Chinese. He always interested to want some Chinese music involved. So that was 2 years ago, I think he has some two off-Broadway productions. One is Kung Fu, and he hired some Chinese composer. And I think because pipa is very easy to fit in all kinds of music, so the composer started writing the music for pipa. And the composer also is a very young composer in my generation. Her name is Zhu Yun. So she wrote that music and invited me to play. That I get a chance to work with David Henry.
Well, why don't you treat us to another short performance on your instrument?
Okay.
This is Julie and her pipa. Tell us what you can perform now.
Maybe I just improvise.
Okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's amazing all the different sounds that can come from that instrument, even some things that sound like percussion.
Yes, percussion.
Very, very percussive. What were those little things? Do they have names when you do those?
Yeah, let me do it. The first one is sounds like a cymbal. Like a metal cymbal.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like kind of like put your nail underneath a string. And the other one is, this one is called jai. It's like a wood knocker. And actually, jai is a very high-pitched harmonic. You use your one finger to stop the string, and the other finger to click.
Do you play any other string instruments besides pipa?
Yes. Also, I play guqin, or you can call qin, and the seven-stringed zither. Also, some people say it's an instrument, it's a Confucius instrument, because the qin is considered the oldest Chinese plucked string instrument, even have a longer history than pipa.
How about any American instrument like banjo or like guitar?
Yeah. Also, I play piano because I went to Shanghai Conservatory. If you are not a piano major, you have to learn the piano as your minor instrument. So I play, and also I play a little banjo and a guitar. If you be able to manage one of the instruments or the other instrument pretty similar to it, because also pipa is the most difficult. If I manage the highest or the most difficult, the others, like less string, less fret, will be easier for me. And also, I want to mention about the pipa, the name of the instrument, actually from its technique. Like from Tang Dynasty, pipa is the name for all plucked string instruments.
That's because the P is going one way goes the
other
way,
right? Yeah, the P is going to push forward, the pa is plucked backward.
Great. If people want to find out more about you or to follow upcoming performances, is there somewhere they can get information?
Yes. Our group have a Wikipedia page. Also, we have a Facebook page. I always updated our performance information like on Facebook.
Well, thank you again. And music of the Yangtze River is going to be featured at your concert coming up on May 14th.
Yes.
At Flushing Down Hall, Northern Boulevard, Flushing, New York.
Yes.
That's May 14th with something for the kids up front about 5:30.
Yeah.
And then the performance with the Baban group is going to be at about 7:00.
Yes. Great. And also not just the music. Also, we include some program that's from Yangtze River's Chinese opera. You know, Chinese opera is very important in Chinese music history. And so the opera name is called Kunqu. Kunqu is considered as a mother opera form of all the Chinese opera. So you will see our Kunqu artists put all the like very fascinating, beautiful Chinese makeup and do the opera things.
Yes, what many people don't know is that even in the smallest cities in China, there's an opera house. There's a place to perform opera.
We have different kind of opera.
Yes, and safe travels.
Thank
you. And hope to see you again sometime.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.